Okay, today's daf is daf Beis, Besechet Nazir. We'll just have a momentary introduction over here before we begin. As we already saw back in Besechet Nedarim, there's a major difference between the particular type of neder, which is called Nezirut, which has dinim of Nedarim, because it becomes chal through a neder. But there's a tremendous difference between it and Nedarim in general. In Nedarim in general, you define Isurim. In Nezirut, you accept upon yourself a state. So it's actually a unique type of utilization of the power of Neder, because it doesn't create Isurim directly through Neder. Once you've accepted that state upon yourself, those things that are Usur upon you are Usur because of Isurei Torah. They're not Usur because of Nedarim. Despite the fact that you could always be Shoyal on the Nezirut itself and then not have ever been in the state. But the point is that you cannot define for yourself less than a minimal Nezirut, a Nezirut that doesn't include its three components, which are the dinim of eating or drinking grape-associated things, the issue of being metame to metim, and the issue of cutting your hair. So those are going to be defined by the Torah, and if you say anything different, then you're simply not a Nezirut. There's no such thing as a Nezirut HaChatzin, as we saw back in the Nedarim. We'll see there are certain types of Nezirut, special types of Nezirut, that have different dinim in terms of tumah, and even sometimes different dinim in terms of how often you cut your hair, but that's to be determined later. So here, a lot of the Masechta has to do with dinim of Nedarim, we've already seen, because the way to become a Nazir is through Neder, but there's also the elements of the relationship of man to daughter and to wife, and the Zirut, the way there was in the Nedarim. Those things will be discussed in the Masechta. However, there's a lot of other types of material because of the fact that we're talking about a state of Yisr that has its own definitions. We have to define those things. We have a lot of discussion about the dinim of Tumat Meit, as a matter of fact, more than anywhere else. This is the place to look for Hilchot Tuma when it comes to Tumat Meit. This is the only place where it's nogea directly. Whether or not, you know, there's a Beit HaMikdash, whether you're a Kohen, that has a very generalized dinim of Tumat Meit. There's also the issue of Isser of Shtiyat Yayin, and because then we have a lot of dinim of Ta'aruvot here in Nazir. What's the dinim of Mishra? Because here it's where it's Mishrat. Mishrat is a makor for all of the halachas of Kashrut in general. And then much of the Masechta is also taken up with the dinim of the Korbanot Nazir, which of course don't appear at all in the concepts of Nedarim, Bechalal, which is why the Gemara is concerned with Bechalal, for why is Nezirut even in Masechet Nashim, in the Seder Nashim? It seems to make much more sense that it should be part of Seder Kodshim. Why Nashim of all crazy places? That's also something we'll discuss. And that also the other elements in the Masechta, of course, are not only the Isurim, but the Prote Dinim of the Karbonos of Nazir Torah and the Prote Dinim of Karbonos of Nazir Tameh. So there's a lot of issues here that are not really similar to the Masechta Nedarim. However, the opening of our Mishnah and this Perek is very, very similar to Nedarim. As a matter of fact, it's even troublesome that it's not precisely similar. There's a lot of things that are slightly different and they're bothersome to the Pirushim, Meforshim. And we'll start with a rousing fight-on. There you go. We don't get that every day. Kol kinuyei nezirut kenezirut. And so just as we began Masechet Nedarim, we know that there are such things as kinuyim. We had a machlokas in Nedarim about what exactly kinuyim are. So it was machlokas with Yochanan and Rish Lakish, whether kinuyim are lishanot of nochrim, that they are just bastardized versions of Lashon HaKodesh, and the words that we will bring in the Mishnah are not really Lashon Nochrim, because otherwise what are we going to list in the Mishnah, you know, 70 different versions of what the word Nazir is. However, these are words that are clearly been incorporated in another language as takeoffs from the Lashon HaKodesh. Perhaps, as we'll see, even perversions of mistaken translations of writings from Hebrew, even according to Amar D'Amar. Then Rish Lakish says that, no, actually, a kinuyim are not a lashon at all. They're an artificial language that was created by the Chachamim, and the reason that they created these words was because the tendency would be to quote the way in which the Zirut or nedarim, are brought in the Torah. So generally a person uses a neder, says Kodesh LaHashem, or Korban LaHashem, we want to avoid that LaHashem, because it's Nazir LaHazir LaHashem. So people may well use the Shem HaShem, we may change his mind before doing it. It's not Kedai to have something using the Shem HaShem, it's never possible. They were Mechadesh, this Loshem. The Ran understood back in the Dorm that the Kinuyim are certainly not going to be worse just because the Chachomi made up this Loshon. They're not going to be worse than Loshonot HaGoyim, and therefore they would still be Dioraita. However, there is a Shita here of Rabbeinu Yechiel in the Tosfot, who actually holds that according to Resh Lakish, there would be no Chiyuv Korban on Kinuyim. And it's only a chiyuv of malkut because of the rabbanan. But in any event, whatever language passes for nizirut as a din of nizirut, ha'omer ahei, ha'reiz a nazir. Now, obviously, ahei is not a kinui. And we have the same exact problem as we had in the Dorim. The Mishnah has switched gears and suddenly started talking about incomplete lishonot, which are not called kinuim at all. They're called yadot. So instead of completing the statement, which ought to be ahei nazir, the guy just says ahei. Now, why the heck that means anything? Why isn't it the ultimate yadot she'enan mochichot? That we'll talk about in the Gemara. But we're going to say that we're talking about a case where a nazir was passing by, and he said, ahed. I raise a nazir. Oh, ehena'e. Somebody says, I should just be so beautiful. And that's talking about that he's got to have that nice long hair of the nazir. And that too, the Rosh learns that this next word is the end of a nazir. In other words, oh, ahe na'e is also a nazir. As to why not put both of them together, ha'omer ahe, oh, ahe na'e, areza nazir, that we'll see more of in the Gemara, but the truth is that there's going to have to be two different cases. It's not sufficient to have a nazir over lefanov for a guy who says ahe na'e to necessarily mean he's a nazir. There's other interpretations. And that's why the Mishnah actually has it separated. According to Tosafot, the word nazir is the beginning of the next statement. Nazir or nazik, naziach, paziach. And he says, obviously, nazir. I mean, why would I bother mentioning nazir since that's the main lashon? Whereas these other lashon of nazik, paziach, and so on are all kinuyim. Because we want to talk about the word that was bastardized. So we say nazir or variations on the same. And we talked about it. But again, according to the Rosh, the Mashmaut is that word Nazir is not part of a series. It's the end of the previous statement. So that this series begins with Nazik, Naziach, and Paziach. Now there's actually a Shita that is mentioned in Mefarish, who, by the way, is once again not Rashi. And unfortunately, we do not have that wonderful run on Nazir that we had in the Torah. So this, too, apparently is a Rabbeinu Osher, as it's brought in the... The Reb Kiveger actually quotes it here, but it's brought in the Chidah, in the Shem HaGdolim, that it's the same Mefarish, the one that is on the Nedarim. It's a Rabbeinu Asher, but it isn't Rashi, which is evident when you read it.
We're back to normal
Tosfos. Well, we always have the normal Tosfos, which you mean we're back to normal printing of the Tosfos. Yeah. Yeah, that we are. So we'll have to make do here in Tosfos, which is why Tosfos is not quite as much fun. As the Dharm. But then there's a full Pirish HaRosh, and that's good. In any event, he brings in... No. And he brings that. It brings an interesting Pirish that all of these words are variations on the written word Nazir. Which is cute, because he says, if you erase the regal of the kuf, you end up with the nazir. If you erase the side of the chet, you end up with a nazir. Right? If you take away the top of the pei, you end up with nazir again. So maybe that's the type of confusion that's setting over here. It's definitely another way of looking at things. Let's see if people here. This guy did not get his measure.
Maybe Richie should
get a Harini Kazeh. Hareini misalsel, hareini mechalkel, hare alai l'shaleach pera. Now there's other lishonot which are clearly not yadot, because he completed his statement. Remember, the definition of a yad is where a statement was left incomplete. The way a handle is a handle to the main thing. It was called a yad. The yad means simply like the handle of a pot. You pick up the whole pot with the handle. Over here, this is not a yad. It's also not a kinui, but these are cases in which we need to be mefarish the lashon to mean what it is, what the man is saying. So he's talking about silsul that has to do with growing your hair, or mechalkel, braiding your hair. So hare alei l'shaleach pera, letting my hair grow long. All of these cases are nazir. The hareini kazeh would be talking about, again, there's got to be somebody he's referring to. And if you didn't have the kazeh, obviously it's less mashma than a hey, because otherwise you don't need the kazeh. If we already know that a hey means nazir when somebody's walking in front of him. So as Tosus points out, the hareini is much more mashma. The ahei is much more mashman as he root when the guy is there than hareini would be, unless he says hareini kazeh, because hareini is used to put oneself in a state, in other states as well. So it wouldn't be a mashmot unless he says beferish, it should be kazeh. How about if the guy says harei alai tziporim? Now, tziporim is sort of vaguely related to nazirut, because if a guy becomes tomei, so he brings the tziporim. So Rabbi Meir says he's a nazir, and the Chachomim say that this is not good enough to be nazir, eino nazir. Alright, we'll see their machlokas in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, first of all, what in the world is Misachta doing here before? Tana v'seder noshim koi. Last I looked, we were in the middle of seder noshim, you might have forgotten because we were learning the Dharma, but we are in seder noshim. And my time at Tani nazir. What is nazir doing at seder noshim? Well, actually, Tana Akrokoi. The Tana was referring to the Pasuk where it says, Vaya'im lo timtza chen be'inav ki matza ba'ervat davar. So part of the story of Seder Noshim that we're getting towards, and we're going towards Gittin, we're going towards Sota, all of which it revolves around Ervat Davar, most Gerishin are identified in the Torah as Ervat Davar. And we know that wine, women, and song are profoundly related. And therefore, once we're talking about women, we gotta talk about wine. And it's because we know mi garam la la avera yayin. That's what starts everybody moving.
How appropriate.
Yeah, it's amazing. Isn't it? Perfect. This is it. It's Sunday of Purim Mishulash Tavshin Samachet of the sixth millennium here in Yerushalayim.
And,
yep, next time we'll have a day like today is 13 years if we survive.
Yeah.
In any event, the Tana, therefore, focusing on the relationship of Yayin, the breakdown in relationship with women, is going to include Nazirut here in Seder Nashim. And furthermore, v'ka'omar kol ha'ro'eh sota b'kilkula yazir atzmo min ha'yayin. This is a very disturbing statement over here. I mean, if we're talking about a posik, what do we need this? Please stop it. What do we need this kol ha'ro'eh sota b'kilkula yazir atzmo min ha'yayin for? So Tosus understands that actually what's happening here is the Tana is addressing two issues. When he says that there's a posik that the Tana is referring to, he does not mean the posik in the Torah. So he meant the posik in the Torah, there's no excuse for bringing this. He meant the posik that is quoted in Masechet Gittin. Gittin, when it ends, talks about this posik, Yimlo Matzachein, that analyzes reasons for divorce. So being as it's very much mentioned beferish in the context of Noshim, we want to include it in Noshim. However, then you'd be rather worried about the Seder of the Mesechus, because it makes more sense to put it next to Gittin if that's the case. Because of that, he mentions, but there's a special relationship to Sotah, because Kol Roya Sotah B'Kukol Yazar Atzma Manayayi. Now you'll ask, but what about, so then why not have Sotah first, and then we could have Sotah, Nozir, Gittin, that would be connected. On that, actually, the Gemara in Nedarim, if you remember, said that the reason that it says Nedarim is because we just finished Ketuvot HaMadir. So the Dinim and Nedarim were brought up in Ketuvot. We then say Nedarim. Once we say Nedarim, we say Nazir. So why wasn't that a good enough reason for the first question? Because obviously that doesn't explain the placement of the Masechta in the Seder. It only explains the order of the Masechta vis-a-vis the other Masechta. First we have to decide, why is this fundamentally related to Masechta, to Seder Nashim? Having done that, then let's take a look at where it makes sense to place it in Seder Nashim. It's two different issues that we're discussing. Fine. So continues the Gemara. We're back again to the problem that we had. We're back again to the problem that we had in Nedarim. And that was, we start off, Patach b'kinuyim, you start off saying, Kol kinuyei nezirot k'nezirot. And then all of a sudden, you don't explain that. You say, Ha'omer Ahei. And Ahei is certainly not a kinuy. Ahei is a yad. And what happened in between? And as the Gemara in the Dorim also mentions over here, for some reason it's left out, as the Mefarshim point out, Vitu, Yodot Inshi, you never even mentioned. I mean, at least mention it. How come you forgot all about talking about Yodot? That doesn't make sense. Barnea, there's a message from Friedlander here. Apparently he did not understand when the thing is, if you could just answer him.
That's it for tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, it's awfully hot. I mean, why don't we turn on the air? So in any event, there's no mention of Yadot, and all of a sudden we start explaining Yadot when we open up with Kinuyim. Well, what's going on? Says the Gemara, well, Amar Rava, same thing that we said back in Nedarim, Vitema Kedi. Kedi is the name of somebody, or just means, or somebody, that we don't know. Chisurim Mechasu. Clearly, the Mishnah is missing a piece. Vachi katani. Kol kinuyei nezirot k'nezirot. Yadot nezirot k'nezirot. Ve'elohen yadot. Ha'omer ahei ha'rezes nazir. Well, if you started with the kinuyim, then why not explain kinuyim first? If you're saying, kol kinuyei nezirot k'nezirot. Kol yadot. And then you say, ha'omer ahei, which is the yadot. Why do you do it that way? Start off with the explanation of the kinuyim. Well, what do you mean? The Tana always does that, doesn't he? Tana may with his solek umafarsh bereisha. The Tana likes explaining the last mentioned thing. So if you start with kinuyim and you move to yadot, so then he starts explaining yadot. We have the same thing with bame matvikin and bama ein matvikin. Ein matvikin, right? Bereisha, that comes first. Bame tomnim u bama ein tomnim. Umafarsh, ein tomnim. Bereisha. Bama isha yotza bama ina yotza. Mefarsh lo tetze isha bereisha. Obviously, we like to focus on the last mentioned thing. Oh, really now? You want to talk about these yitziot? How about bama beima yotza bama ina yotza? And then it says yotze agamal. What do you do about that? So mefarsh yotze gamal bereisha. Or how about Yesh nochalin manchilin, nochalin velo manchilin, manchilin velo nochlin, lo nochlin velo manchilin, and then it starts saying Elo nochalin manchilin, Bereisha. Yeah, we are actually doing Bavli, Richie. I know it's difficult. No, it's difficult to know the difference.
It's part of the Borah Shtick. I'm wondering why it's not the same. The Mishnah is the same. The rest of it
seems a little different. Ella answers the Gemara, you're right. Clearly there's no special formula. Liolam tani achi v'tani achi. Now here, when it says tani achi, tani achi, as a matter of fact, some of the Shonim take out the tani achi, tani achi. Because in the Nedarim, when we said tani achi, tani achi, we meant it's random. And you could have it either way. There's no particular format. Over here, the Gemara means that you can find it this way, you can find it that way, but there's a reason in each case. So, therefore, when you're talking about in the Yitziot of Shabbat, where over there you've got Isura de Nafshe, and we're talking about things you do with on Shabbat. So, Bameh Tomnim, or Bameh Madikin, or Bameh Isha Yotza. So all of these things are Isurim that are direct Isurei Shabbat on the individual human being. Because it's so chamur, we want you first off to know what's aser. But when we're talking about Bamebehimayot, I mean, come on already, you know, I mean, let's start finding that Tayrim, not the Isurim. I mean, over there, it's not so chomer. You're talking about the animal going out. So we look for Heter first, not for Iser first. That's the difference in the ones that you just listed above. So there, Gabi Behima. We're over there. The Isura, Aide Behima Udati. The whole Iser is focused on the Behima. So over there, it's Mefarish Hetera Beresha. So there, Heter comes first. Bayesh Nochalin also. So over there you want to first explain the Ikar Nachala, Bereisha. Okay, I understand all those other Mishnayot. Why over here, why in the world would there be a reason not to be Mefarish the Kinuya? Elohaka Lifresh Kinuya Bereisha. Well, Hainu Tam, Yadot Oil the Atile Midrasha. Chav even like, remember that we need to learn out of the pasuk nazir lehazir, that yadot nizirut are kenizirut, because otherwise the lashon of hafla ish kiyafli lindor neder nazir lehazir, the mashmut over there is that it's yafli. Yafli means that he says something that is marvelously clear. It stands there in midair, blinking to you. I am a nazir. I am a nazir. I am a nazir. So if it wouldn't be for the repetitive lashon, I would say it's got to be absolutely clear. Another lo nitna nizirut ela lahafla'a. Kamash v'lan, that a partial statement, which is a yad, is also considered to be a nizirut. It's a big chiddush. What happened?
It reaches temperature.
No. When it's cooling, it keeps blowing even when it reaches its temperature. It's obviously not cooling, which is not a good sign, because that means it's heating.
No,
it may be dehumidifying, it's possible, but it's not cooling. All right, nobody's going to look, I won't look either. Oh, it's here. What's it on, Rich? Heat! Oh, God. It's heat! Okay, if you're uncomfortable, please say something about it, okay? So, therefore, since the Yadot comes from a drush, and otherwise we wouldn't have known, so therefore, we start explaining it first. Well, if it's so choshev, why not start with it in the list of the Mishnah? I mean, that's the strange one to leave out. Start with Kinuyim, leave out Yadot. We're supposed to insert it because of Chesur and Chasra. And then, now you get to finally describing and explaining the thing that is Chavi. Why not Liftok Bondoresha? Because look, I mean, Taneki Matchil, Matchil be Ikar Korban. I mean, come on, you wanna talk about what the neder is. I mean, the neder is nizirut. So, I mean, you got to say, well, we're talking about nizirut, the full nizirut. The yad, I don't even mention what nizirut is. And then you talk about, okay, afterwards, liyim perushim, mefarish yadot bereisha, because it is chaviv. Again, remember that in the Dorim, we also had the possibility that maybe you could be chubichusri mechaser right at the beginning of the Mishnah. There's also a possibility. After all, let's say where it belongs. Maybe the Mishnah is meant to read Kol Yadon Nizirot Kinizirot V'Kol Kinuyeh Nizirot Nizirot. Fine. Okay, here we didn't go through all of the steps that press us into that we did in the Dorim. So, there is, I think, grounds to say that the Gemara has allowed itself some leeway because the things were already expressed in the Dorim. Since the Seder and the Masechtas is part of what's described, it's clear that this is meant to be a parallel to the opening of the Dharma. We'll have to schlep through the whole thing again. It's sort of saying, Kiritanina Nata. Whatever you understand from there. It seems to me that's the way the Mefarshim are taking it also, because they don't ask how come the Gemara doesn't. They say, and back in the Dharma it also says, God, 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 God. I think that's basically what we're supposed to sense as we read through the Masechta.
And Kinuyim is not a
drushim. No, Kinuyim is either Lashon Nochrim, even though it says over there, V'chol Kinuyim. Mm-hmm. But remember that the Ron explained over there, and the Farsh explains over here, that was only brought Agav. Really, we do not learn that out from the Pasuk, even though we said we did. Right? Okay, continues now the next piece in the Mishnah to say, Omer Ahei Arezen Azir. I am. You're a nazir because you say I am? Dilma Eba Ta'anit Kama. I mean, why I am a nazir? I mean, I could be Bekabel Ta'anit on myself. I shall be a Ta'anit. Omar Shmuel. Kigon Shaya Nazir Over Lefanav. It's talking about a nazir. It was passing in front of him. And because of that, he's a nazir. But otherwise, the fact that he says, I shall be, cannot mean enough to teach nazirut. So in other words, you're trying to tell me then, Lema kasova shmul yadayim she'inan mochichot lo haven yadayim? Does this mean, therefore, that Shmuel holds that yadayim that are not absolutely clear are not considered to be yadayim? Now there's something terribly wrong with this Gemara. Because obviously the Gemara held there was no yadayim at all initially, or would never have asked the question. Because then what the Gemara should have said is, aha, we see from here, you don't need yadayim mochichot.
Right.
So why is it answered this way? I mean, it doesn't make any sense at all. So Tosis understands that the carpet, it doesn't help in this kasha. This kasha, the Ritva speaks out, and he answers it by saying that there would have been an easier explanation. That Shmuel did, why did Shmuel go to such lengths to say, another is walking right in front of him, which makes it absolutely clear. He could have said, people were discussing the Nazirus, and he said, hey, you know, you don't need to have something that is that mochiach. Since he grabbed this particular case, he must hold that this is the only case. It's also not a great terence, but at least it works. Tosfos says, apparently the Gemara is assuming that there's a simple answer. The simple answer is that since you say ahe, you seem to be referring to a state that you can now take on upon yourself. What else could that be? You can't say ahe b'ta'anit, because you'll only be in the ta'anit tomorrow. You've already eaten today. What do you mean ahe b'ta'anit? Ahe b'ta'anit means tomorrow I'll keep a ta'anit. At some point I'll keep a ta'anit. But not that I am, behold, I am in a state of ta'anit. Nazirut, you could be a makabah on yourself. Nazirut, right now, ahe. Therefore it's more mashma nazir than ta'anit. Because of that it should be in and of itself yadayim that are in a mochichot, which would be enough. What the hava mean and the maskona in the Gemara is, that doesn't explain. It's why all of a sudden we asked, gee, that doesn't seem to mean anything. And then all of a sudden come around and ask Shmuel, hey, wait a minute, so you hold yadayim shena mochichot. Okay, he doesn't explain, but that's how he understands why there was an alternative. The alternative is basically is more notet in nazirut than it is to ta'anit.
Does Nazirus have the same halacha of Pirushan Ma'akel?
On what?
Hey, like Nidorim?
Well, there aren't any Pirushan. That's the point. Over there, the Pirushan is that I didn't mean the Nidorim this way, but that way.
Let's say in the case of a hay, you said I meant something else.
Hey, nothing else? Yeah, we're going to see that. Yeah. So, Lema Kasava Shmo Yadayim Shena Mofichot Lo Haven Yadayim. Now, there's two girsaot over here. One is Amri, in. Absolutely. That is true. And it's only because Bizman Shenazir Over Lefanav Leka Lesvuka B'milta Achorina Aval, take out that Vadai Aval Eina Nazir Over Lefanav Amri Dilma Ebet Ta'anit Kama. Indeed, Shmuel would be willing to entertain other possible Pirushim if it's not absolutely clear. Now, the reason that we want to put it in this, obviously we could say that this means the exact opposite. We could say that it means that there is another girsa that says Amri Lo. That's not what it means. And it's because in this case, it isn't a yad at all. Since at the time that a nazir is over lefanav, there you've got at least a yad. If you don't have a nazir over lefanav, could mean anything. So therefore it's not even a yad. It's a suffix. It's not neiter. And because of that, Shmuel doesn't necessarily have to be saying that yadayim she'inon mochichot lo haven yadayim. The reason that the Rishonim like the girsa of yes is because in Kiddushin, where a guy says, Areat Mekudeshet, that doesn't say li, The Gemara comes out, according to Shmuel, that indeed he would have to say we. Because it would be Yadayim Sheina Mochichot. I mean, even though usually people are talking to girls, they don't mean Yemekudesha T.E.D. You know, but Shmuel nonetheless says you need leaves. Apparently all Yadayim Sheina Mochichot lo haven Yadayim.
E.T. as in phone home?
Yes, as in phone home.
Not as in E.T. with me.
No, not as in with me. Like Gadol Hashem E.T.
Right.
Yeah.
Just
I thought it was the same one that was chasing the president all the time. He's not in a poor mood tonight. What happened? Are you sleeping?
Doesn't get the reference.
He doesn't know about it.
I think that's what's going on.
You think that's what it is?
Maybe
it's cultural. South Africa. They didn't have
yeah.
I only had Bush tea. Yeah. All right. Continues the Gemara. Listen. Whoever's listening to this, you got to realize it is Purim.
Still.
All right.
Take three.
All right. Says the Gemara, even if a Nazir was over Lefanav, why do you say that there's no alternative explanation? Why can't he mean hey, in the sense of I shall be in this man's shoes, to say Dimla Potrom in Korbanotov Kamar? Maybe he means I will take on myself the Chiyuvim that this person has when he's bringing his Korbanos. No, Dekorma Belipo, he says, I meant to say that I'm a Nazir. That's what I was thinking. This is the Pirusham, by the way. He says this is what I meant. What do you mean? He says that's what he meant. So then why do we have this whole discussion? Aha! Because ma'adatema bina bivali bo shavim. If you don't have the din of yadot, then you need for his mouth to be saying everything. The fact that you could be mafarish what you said, where I have some doubt, that's fine. But nonetheless, we understand that a yad is a yad. Doubt about the yad leaves room for explanation. But it doesn't undo the nature of the language. Because the ribui of yadot is to say that hafla'a does not demand absolute clarity. But obviously you still need to articulate the nizirut. The fact that you may need a pirish is acceptable. That's fine. Even perhaps if you hold you need Yadayim Ochichot, it's acceptable. So to say the difference between I'm in his shoes as a complete Nazir, in his shoes as the Kavanot of Nazir, even according to Shmuel may be sufficient. If you hold Yadayim Shein and Ochichot. Just explain yourself. You pay for his Korbanos. It's common. Where else would I get it? No, why? If I want to bring it for him, I can bring it for him. I pay for it. I want to be in a position where am I ever going to get a schus to bring a carbon of a nazir? So I'll pay for a carbon of a nazir. A nazir.
Oh,
no. Talking about that, the banish guy of a nazir. Yeah. Why confuse me? Take your escape while you can. Ehe na'e nazir. Notice that the printer followed the rush. Ehe na'e nazir, not nazir naziah, which is the Dibur HaMaskil of the Tosfos, right? Okay, so ehe na'e nazir. Why does ehe na'e mean nazirut? V'dilma e na'e lefanav b'mitzvot. Kiretanya. Ze keli v'anveyu et na'e lefanav b'mitzvot. When you're talking about anvehu, that means I will do mitzvot beautifully. Eselafanav sukana'a, lulavna'a, tzitzitna'a, echtovlefanav sefer Torah'na'a, vechrachenu bishira'im na'im, I'll make a beautiful sefer Torah. I'll wrap in a beautiful mantle. I mean, it's got to be the only nice thing you can think about in a mitzvah is the nice hair of a nazir. By the way, the na'ek clearly relates to her of a nazir because that's what Shimon HaTzadik said. Ma'ara ita l'shachet sa'ar na'ek. So that's the na'ek of the sa'ar. I don't know what they do with this stuff in yeshiva. It's a big problem.
Because they have no hair?
It's not nice. It's certainly not ma'eh. But they include that in the Gemara's next kasha. The Gemara's next kasha is, well, first the Teretz. Omar Shmuel. Shetafus Pesaro. The guy is holding on to his hair. Ve'omar et na'eh. And he's saying, I should be beautiful. So obviously he's referring to he's beautiful with something that has to do with his hair. So therefore, it's got to mean that this, by the way, is the answer that the Rosh gives, and that Tosis gives as to why we have two separate clauses in the Mishnah. Ehei, areza nazir. Ehei na'eh nazir. Why not just put them together? Because there's two different cases. The case of nazir over lefanav is insufficient when a guy says ehei na'eh. How do I know what he means? He could still, even if the nazir is over lefanav, he could still mean ehei na'eh b'mitzvot. But if he's also holding his hair, I mean, obviously that's a reference to... Okay, so therefore we want to put it into two separate clauses because the cases are different. But asks the Gemara, Nazira Milsa de Aveira. That's how they explain the Gemara's kasha. Kale, this is about the hair also. And having nice hair is an Aveira. Of course, Lumais, of course, is not referring to the Aveira of the hair. It's referring to the famous Rebbe Lozer's Limud. But the Gemara's kash is Nazira Milta da Avera by Ridalei Na'eh. How can you say, I'm not saying, saying it's nice to be in a state of sin? That's a strange way of referring to doing a mitzvah. Yes, however, in, of course it's still nice, because I feel the Rebbe Lozer HaKaf, the Omer Nazir Chote. Remember, we learned many times the thing that a Nazir is a Chote, and that's why he's bringing a Korban Chatas, and the chinei is a nefesh chotazeh, and so on. But the truth is, now this is a little bit problematic, because, we discussed this in the Dharma, because we've seen that he considers every nazir to be a chotzeh. Right? Because I should see Ratzbo Menayayim, that was the whole diyug.
That was his
diyug. We bring that as part of the diyug, we bring it all the time as part of the discussion of nazir being a chotzeh. But as we were bachalik in the Dharma, Tosis explains over here, look, obviously, it's a toss-up. In other words, there's elements that are not good about Nazirut. So where you're talking about a Nazir Tomei, over there he was Shona Bechef, the Gemara answers. But that's really bad. It's really bad because he's put himself in a position where the Nazirus is extending much longer than he thought. And he's liable to come to the over on Nazirus. And he asks, Chavra never meant this type of thing. Now the Torah's put him into a real pickle. He's sorry about the whole business. He can easily come to be over on his Naziris. So he wasn't modad nafshe for a 60-day Naziris. He was modad nafshe for a 30-day Naziris. There, it's not kedai. You should never have gotten into this thing in the first place. However, the good parts of a Nazirut, Raya Saita Bikukula or whatever, it makes up for the bad thing. Tosis compares it to the guy who takes a Ta'anit Chalom on Shabbat. So he does the Ta'anit Chalom. That's not a bad thing, but he still has to keep a Ta'anit about the fact that he fasted on Shabbos. Sometimes a man's got to do what he's got to do, but isn't completely good. So that is already included under the Na'eh. Whereas what Rebbe Lozer HaKafar was saying is absolutely no good. He's talking about a Nazir Chote, Hanimi Legavi Nazir Tomei, the Haide the boy, Mister. Over there, since he's going to lose all of the days that he already kept, that's a bad problem because Hatamu, Dilmati Lameaval Nazirute. Normally, I mean, we're afraid of Nadorim and the Zirut. What do you got to get into a position where you're going to have a chance of being over on more Yisurim? You don't have enough Yisurim in your life. Of a Nazir Tahor, he wouldn't have called him under these circumstances necessarily a Chayte. And therefore, if a man feels that he needs for his own development to have a Nazirut, so then maybe he could call it Na'en, it's not that outrageous. Therefore, Lav Chote Karibe. We just spoke about that, dear President. You seem to be in a time warp. Phone home. We just explained that. The Taisvah says that there's two levels of the chait. It's true, says Taisvah, that generally we quote this as being a chaite no matter what. But there's two levels. We could justify that aspect of the chaite because there's good things to being a nazir also. But this part is outrageous. Okay. Kol kinuye nazirut kinazirut amar ayares a nazir. Nazir, nazik, naziach, paziach, or according to Tosfos, nazir, nazik, naziach, paziach. Ares a nazir. Areni kaze, areni mesalsel, areni mechakel. Are alai l'shaleach pera, ares a nazir. Are alai tziporim, Rabbi Meir amar nazir, v'chachamim amrim eino nazir. Michte. Tana beseder noshim koi, my time atani nazir. Tana akrokoi, v'haya im lo timsachin ve'ina, ki matzah be'ervad davar. V'ochi koma, mi garam la la'avira, yayin. V'kman amara kol haroya satabeku kula, yazir atzvo min ha'yayin. Potach bekinuyin u'mefaresh yadot, amara rabbi v'itei mekiti, chasur mechas v'ochi katoni. Kol kinuyin nezirut, kenezirut, v'yadot nezirut, kenezirut. Ve'elo hen yadot, amara hen harese nazir. So why not then lifresh kinuyim bereisha? Because tanamu de solek umafarish bereisha. Don't you know that it's all over like that? Kid, it's not. Bame madlekin vamayim madlekin. Mefarishin madlekin bereisha. Bame tomnin vamayim tomnin. Mefarishin tomnin bereisha. Bame isha yotza vamayin ayotza. Mefarish lo titzei isha bereisha. Oh yeah, but it's not. Bame vimayotza vamayin ayotza. Mefarish yotzei gamal bereisha. Yesh nochalin amantchilin, nochalin v'lo matchilin, matchilin v'lo nochlin, v'lo nochlin v'lo matchilin. Umefarash elu nochalin amantchilin bereisha. Elu leolam taniyachi v'taniyachi. Lohata misura d'nafshe, mefarash yisura d'nafshe bereisha. Gabi behima, disura aydi behima udiati. Mefarash etera bereisha. Gabi yesh nochalin nami, mefarash ikar nachala bereisha. Lohachi lifrash kinu yibereisha. Anotam, yadot. Oh, v'atil and midrashach aviven le. So then lift up bone bereisha. Tana ki matchil biikar korban. Meni purushi mefarash yadot bereisha. Oh, v'rahei arei ze nazir dima hei petanit ka omar. Omar shmuel kagon shayan nazir over lefanav. Lema kasev shmuel yadayim sheinam ochichot lo avin yadayim. Amri in there, he does actually. Or amri lo, no, that's not necessarily true. So bizman shenazir over lefanav lekele svuki b'milta achrina. Aval ena nazir over lefanav, it could be anything. Amrina dilma ebetanit kama. Why don't we say it means the fotromin karbonotav? He means, yes, he does mean I will be like that guy. Maybe he means like that guy in terms of his fear. No, the karma believa. Si yachi maila memra. Ma da tema beinan lpi vilibo shavim kamashmolan. Ehena e nazir. V'dilma ena elefanav v'mitzvot, ki detanya, ze ki levian veo etna elefanav v'mitzvot, es elefanav suka na'a lulav na'a tzitzit na'a, echto elefanav sefer tora na'a, echarchenu b'shiroim na'im, omar shmu shetafus b'sa'arov, omar et na'a. Wait a minute, nizira ze milta da'a vera, v'armina le na'a, in, di'a filu Rabbi Elazar ha'kafar, di'a menazir chotei, Hani mili gabi nazir tamei de aini de boi mista de amarach mona hayamim arishonim iplu ki tamei nizro ha tamud yomati no mevar nazir utei ha bo nazir tohor lafkote korib eim.